and recite these hymns. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. B's down in Louisiana taking in a game at his alma mater. Sitting in with us, the great Tobo Chico. What's up, Toby?
I don't know that I'd say great, but mediocre.
It was a stretch. Not going to lie to you. I'm just out here giving compliments, man. Football's back. I'm feeling good. Took a cold shower this morning. I have a take.
Okay.
The game last night was enjoyable to watch.
Yes.
It was kind of wild. On a personal level, lightning delay, not great for your boy when the cocktails are flowing. Like, could have done without the extra hour on my evening. However, I think from a burgundy and gold lens, kind of the worst outcome was the Cowboys looking pretty good,
yeah,
offensively at least, and Philly still winning. Like, would have loved if Dallas pulls off the upset, give Philly an L in the division, kind of get off and running that way. Would have loved if Dallas just looked terrible. It's like, all right, they are terrible. Neither of those were accomplished.
Yeah, I wanted some comedy. I wanted either Dak to be hilariously bad, or we got a couple of things, right? CeeDee Lamb forgot how to catch passes late in that game. Jalen Carter doesn't even play a snap of football, which was wild to see. So we got some funny things.
That was nuts off the top. So B and I were at MGM last night. Really fun night. A bunch of listeners were there. Really appreciate everybody that came out. Tap Sports Bar was jumping. They had a line out the door. I'm sure that's all because B and I were there. It was a really good vibe, a ton of Eagles, a ton of Cowboys fans. I don't know where you people live. Go back to your shanties. Just let it be burgundy and gold. But whatever, they were there. And it was awesome. And so there's so much going on. Like, kickoff in these big nationally televised games seems to take forever.
Oh.
They finally kick off. I run to the restroom, and I'm coming back. And, like, I know there's not, like, it's a commercial. Like, I'm good. Nothing has happened. And then the bar just goes nuts. I'm like, what the hell? And then I get in front of a TV, and I see Jalen Carter getting walked off with Big Dom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what happened? And B's like, he spit on him. I mean, later on we saw that Dak maybe goaded him. Dak spat first, right?
Yeah.
But Dak spat on the ground.
Yeah, Dak looked like he was having some fun or something, kind of like nodded to him, and Jalen Carter felt disrespected or something, so he spit on him. Unacceptable.
No, you can't spit, period. And, like, we all love Sean Taylor. That's probably the low point of his career is when he spit on Michael Pittman, right? Like, that is just not what is done as humans. So Carter deserved to be ejected. I don't think it was a coincidence. As soon as he was ejected, the Cowboys just ran the hell out of the football, mm-hmm, right at him. But the whole game, you know, the biggest takeaway from that game was – I don't think the Eagles looked fully Eagles. Like, their defense, I mean, they gave up, it ended up being only 300 yards of total offense. But in the first half, that defense looked discombobulated and scramble mode.
Yeah, neither defense looked like they knew what they were doing in the first half. And for the Eagles, it has to be disconcerting seeing Adoree Jackson. I saw that Daniel Jeremiah tweeted, Adoree Jackson's Waldo right now, and they're finding him wherever he's at.
Because right.
He was just getting torched in the first half. And they made some adjustments, but still, for the majority of the game, whoever Adoree Jackson was guarding was going to get the football. And that's going to be a real concern for them. That was one of their big concerns going into the season. Quinyon Mitchell, we were talking about this before the show, maybe wasn't his best performance, but
right,
for the most part, wasn't targeted a whole lot last night because they could just go after whoever was on the other side. And Cooper DeJean's probably going to stick in the slot there. Quinyon Mitchell's on one side, so whoever's that second outside corner, it seems like teams are going to be able to take advantage of, and that's kind of a weakness that you saw. Now, you know, again, Jalen Carter's not out there, so their pass rush wasn't as great, I didn't think. You got to think about all the guys that they lost, right? And Jalen Carter for the game, but
well, you wonder,
Williams,
like,
is gone, Sweat's
you lose
gone.
Milton Williams in free agency, and so, like, if Carter was out, let's hypothetically say that was an injury, then Milton Williams gets that much more run.
Mm-hmm.
He's with the Patriots now.
Yeah. They just don't have as many guys this year.
No, and that's the league, right?
And they'll build it up as the year goes on, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, guys are going to get better. Like, week one kind of exists in this weird silo where guys haven't played. Jalen Hurts was really good. They didn't get much going through the air, but the dot he threw to Dotson, like kind of the one deep shot they got, was just a really pretty throw and catch. Hurts with his legs was simply unstoppable. I mean, he finished on the ground 14 of 62 with two touchdowns.
I think you saw last night part of why Dante Fowler is no longer with this team.
Yeah.
There were multiple times where Dante Fowler's on a pass rush, and he just loses complete contain of Jalen Hurts. One led to a touchdown, one led to another long run, and really it was all of the Cowboys' defensive ends. But it was just something that if they would have been able to keep contained, maybe you're able to at least limit some of that. But look at both touchdown runs by Jalen Hurts. Just the edge just collapses inside, and all of a sudden there's an escape. It's like they didn't know that Jalen Hurts likes to scramble. So maybe they're going to have to improve on that. But I think that's part of why Dante Fowler's not back with his football team is in the run game even. Remember the one that Odigizua just blew up the run play?
Yeah.
Saquon's dead to rights, and Dante Fowler's not able to come in the backside and make the tackle, and you turn a minus 3 or 4 yard play into a 4 yard gain for the Eagles, and those are sorts of plays that you just can't have.
Yeah, man, if you look at this, like in the first half, Javonte Williams got going early, had two rushing touchdowns in the first half, had 40 yards on the ground. Dak looked pretty good. Dak had 130 yards passing in the first half, and I think finished the game with less than 200. So, like, yeah. So, Dak had 127 in the first half, finished the game with 188.
Wow.
Like, the second half, the Cowboys do get that one really good drive, and then Miles Sanders put the ball on the ground, and it just felt like that was the tipping point, and they were cooked. Then you get that weird lightning delay, and it's just like, who knows what's going to happen after that. I think week one's tricky anyway. Thursday night, week one, with, you know, the pressure and everything. And then the lightning delay, just Philly felt inevitable to me after the fumble, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you can't afford to do that. But thank you, buddy. CeeDee Lamb, dude.
Well, and that's what I was laughing at. Like, so a couple of things. You had two elite receivers in last night's game. People that I think a majority of people would put in the top five receivers, right? A.J. Brown and CeeDee Lamb.
I think certainly C.D.
Yeah, and even so, A.J. Brown's clearly inside the top 10. And I think just from a Washington perspective, seeing those guys and the discussion that we've had about McLaurin all offseason, I think McLaurin catches some of those balls that CeeDee Lamb's not able to come down with, whether or not he's a better route runner or whatnot. He's able to come down with some of those. And we're also told that elite receivers never have games where they have one catch for 8 yards. They just never have those. And yet that's what A.J. Brown had last night. So I think it just shows you that, look, there are different styles of receivers. CeeDee Lamb would tell you 100 times out of 100, there are a couple of balls last night he's got to have. He has that one right over the middle, goes right through his hands, right off his helmet. And then the deep ball that was a beautiful pass from Dak, right in the breadbasket, he didn't come down with. Not the one down the sideline. That would have been like a
late
catch of his
game.
Yeah, that would have been like a catch of his
career.
Two
of them were really bad drops.
Yeah.
One of them would have required a hell of a play that he didn't make.
Yeah.
Landfill's notes here on the show sheet. It's Football Friday. Eagles beat Cowboys 24-20. Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Game delayed for weather. Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Did either team impress you last night? Fair question. Jalen Carter got ejected for spitting on Dak Prescott. Accurate. CeeDee Lamb refused to stop dropping the ball. And lastly, would the Cowboys have won if their receivers knew how to catch?
Feels like it.
They would have had a much better shot.
And it feels like it, too, also, if Miles Sanders doesn't put the ball on the ground.
Dude, and it's tough because Sanders broke that long run, and you kind of thought he might get there. He didn't, obviously. That fumble, was that the only turnover in the game?
I believe it was. And the interesting part about that is you have Miles Sanders, obviously a veteran running back that spent time in Philadelphia. They had their rookie running back, I think he was like a fourth rounder, Jaden Blue,
yeah,
was inactive last night. And part of the reason you got that guy is he's a little bit smaller, but he's a little more explosive than either Javonte Williams or Miles Sanders. So you wonder if he was in that same situation. Maybe he doesn't see the hole, maybe he doesn't set it up. But if he gets in the open field there, that's probably gone for a touchdown. That's just interesting to see how that played out. But yeah, if you don't put the ball on the ground there, if you're Miles Sanders and CeeDee Lamb comes down with that catch down the middle of the field and they're in field goal range already and they're in striking distance for a touchdown again, I thought Dak looked good.
Yeah.
I thought he was dialing some stuff up.
I thought he was
very aggressive.
Impressive. Yeah. I think Dak also realized, for us to win this game, I have to go win it, you know? And that's a mindset that you just have to push the gas. And I think he tried that. Jerry, listen, man, Jerry's 82 years old, and I think Jerry has lived fairly hard. Lord knows what I'm going to look like at 82. I, I'm on a fast track to not making it to 82. But Jerry looked rough.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just looked rough. And you wonder in that game, like, Micah might have helped.
Like, you think?
What if you have a dominant pass rusher that creates a turnover? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're missing, right? They had other guys. They have a bunch of guys that can kind of set that edge or that can be on the other side. They just didn't have that dominant pass rusher. I actually thought their point of getting Kenny Clark in, I think they did a better job of stopping the run, so I kind of understood that point. But they were missing a legit pass rusher. They just didn't have one. And they tried tons and tons of guys, and it was a bunch of guys that didn't know how to set any sort of edge in the pass rush. And so, in turn, Jalen Hurts didn't have the most impressive day through the air, although he completed darn near every pass that he threw, with the exception of a couple of throwaways. But he just was able to run all over them. It just, neither defense looked very impressive last night. It kind of felt like in the second half, teams kind of ran out of gas, and then after that lightning delay, like you said, it was kind of a coin flip of anything was going to happen. But the first half was just marching up and down the field both ways.
Yeah. And usually this time of year you get, like, defenses are ahead of offenses. That was not the case last night. What'd you think of Javonte Williams? If you remember, I think he had the injury last year, but was it his rookie season in Denver? Mm-hmm. He was pretty good. He was a pretty good back at Carolina. He gave the Cowboys last year, their run game was awful. They invested nothing in the position. They tried to bring Zeke back. They had Rico Dowdle out there. Javonte Williams gave them something last night that they didn't have last year. The final stat line isn't all that impressive, 15 for 54. It's 3.6 YPC. But I thought Javonte Williams gave him a little something.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he was a nice power runner. And it's funny because he reminded me a little bit of the guy that just came out of North Carolina going to play for the Chargers this year, Amarion Hampton. He's just a little bit shorter, but kind of that same sort of explosive type of running back. But because of that injury that he had in Denver, he never got back to that rookie season form. You saw a little bit of that last night. Now, like you said, he kind of slowed down after those first couple of drives, but there was one run in there down at like the 10-yard line pushing forward to get the first down by the goal line. He wasn't getting aided by any pass or offensive lineman. He wasn't getting aided by anybody.
Tush pushing.
And picked up an extra 5 yards. That was probably the most impressive run of the night, just in terms of dragging dudes with him. So I think they might have found something there in the backfield. And I think once they get Jaden Blue up to speed, where they have a legit pass catcher out of the backfield, him along with Sanders and Williams, I think that could be a nice trio for the Cowboys.
Yeah, man. The worst result last night is that Dallas looked pretty good.
I know.
Like, yeah. I really didn't want that to happen. It's funny. So we were at MGM, and a lot of like our regular listeners were there. Like Drew kept yelling. Drew Cohen was there. Kept yelling that he wanted a tie. Very like one dude. I'm not gonna say his name. He sells beer if he's listening. He's like, I just hope there's an earthquake. Like, it's a tough spot to be a Commanders fan watching that game because you're just not thrilled by any outcome. But if it was 40-0 Philly, I think people would have been fine. But I think Dallas looking pretty good in the opener is not the result anybody wanted. Philly was a little, like, my thing with Philly on why, you know, their roster's loaded, they have talent up and down, right? But I just find them to be a volatile bunch. I think when you have that much talent amassed, and then you have a dude like Sirianni, who's clearly an emotional fella.
Yeah.
And you can play up or down to emotions, I think. Philly, 9 penalties for 110 yards in that game. Jalen Carter gets ejected. There was that fight on the kickoff a little later. Like, I think it's hard to run hot for 17 weeks. And I, like, A.J. Brown, I haven't looked. I'm sure all the comments post-game were like, oh, it's all good. You know, we won the game. He's not going to like one target coming late in the fourth quarter. Like, that we've seen.
Yeah, and that almost felt like a courtesy target.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's no way Philly planned on Dotson being their leading receiver. And Dotson made a hell of a catch. 3 catches for 59 yards. As a fantasy player, as somebody that had Devontae Smith last night, wasn't great.
Well, I had A.J. Brown, so.
That's not good either. I also had George Pickens, who made a big impact on the game, but not statistically. you know, the big PI call down the sideline. The problem is we knew Philly was going to be good. Like, they're defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
I wanted Dallas to be bad. And maybe that's coming. They weren't last night, though.
Yeah, maybe it's going to be a classic Dallas team that we've seen the last couple of years, though, where they're going to have to score 35 points to win. You know, like, maybe their defense is just going to be as bad as we think, and we'll see if they're going to be able to actually stop the run or not. But, yeah, Dallas's offense looked impressive to the point that you're not going to have to see them for a little bit. But if their offense gets clicking even more, you're going to have to put up some points to beat this team, because I don't see teams just being able to slow them down all year, because I think people forget how good Dak Prescott can be. It's funny how his career has gone, where I thought he was overrated early in his career, then somehow he got underrated, then he went to overrated again. Now I think he's underrated again, where people just don't understand that when he's healthy and when he's playing well, he can be just as accurate a passer and just as good a passer as some of the top quarterbacks in the league. So I think you saw that last night. I don't know if they have, you know, outside of Pickens and Lamb, Ferguson had some plays.
Heard Ferguson.
But we'll see if they have enough in that run game, if that can kind of keep up for the rest of the year. But yeah, you're right. They actually looked impressive, which I didn't love to see.
No. Schottenheimer looked like within his element.
Competent,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude. Like, a lot of things you didn't want to happen, happened. A quick, cool story. We have a packed show today. Maryland Governor Wes Moore making his triumphant return after going 30 games over 500 last year.
That's incredible.
In his picks. Governor's going to join us in a little while here. Then we go, how about this trio, Toby? Maryland Governor Wes Moore, PFT commenter Tiki Barber, all back-to-back. Is that good, Landfill? I'd say that's pretty good. Jory Epstein wrote an awesome story about Jaden Daniels. Jory from Yahoo Sports is going to join us at 12:30. We'll open the phone lines up after that. Yesterday I was at practice. Practice goes late in the locker room. I get out of there. My best friend, a guy by the name of Brian Callery, went to University of Richmond. When he was at Richmond, he was in a college band with a guy by the name of Wes Schultz. You know that name mean anything to you?
No.
Play the song, Landfill. Toby, you don't know anything about anything. Do you know this song?
Yeah.
Everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
You know the band?
I don't.
The Lumineers.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
They're playing Nats Park tomorrow. They've sold out Nats Park tomorrow.
Nats haven't done that.
Yo, they're drawing way more than the Nats are, right? I met Wes. He was 19. He was in a college band with my buddy. We were at University of Richmond, like little bars, listening to these two play music. I hadn't seen Wes in years, but I went and played golf with Wes and their guitarist Brandon yesterday and my boy Brian. This dude has the world on a string. He's a legitimate rock star.
Uh-huh.
3 handicap. Easy. Just bombs the ball, dude.
Man.
And it was tough because weather delays hit, so I think they only got like 9 or 10 holes in. I only got to play. I played the front 6. But it was just so cool to hang out with these dudes for a bit. And they're just the most down. We were just 4 dudes playing golf. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
No pretense, no nothing. Then I had to hop in an Uber to go to MGM, but it was just so cool. And like anybody going to that concert tomorrow night, I hope you enjoy it and have a blast. And just know that the guys in the band are just regular dudes, man. They got wives, they got families. You know what I mean? They're living on a bus going from city to city. It was really cool, and I just wanted to shout them out. Enjoy the show tomorrow night to all those that are going. What Toby and I are going to enjoy is that football is finally here. And if you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only, know the odds, stick to a budget, and lastly, keep your cool. The result of a bet is never an occasion to criticize an athlete or a coach online. Don't be that guy. Toby does it sometimes. It's lame. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud, responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.